listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
You're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin coming at you today from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where I am going to be talking about a song I wrote and then playing it for you live. So this is a song I wrote called Bedtime Lullaby. It's actually a song I wrote for my son. A couple months after he was born, I got inspired. I've really been inspired since he's been born to write a lot of silly kids songs about manners, saying I love you, and the importance of just being aware of your surroundings, and songs about instruments, different musical instruments to use as teaching tools. So this is a song that's actually not about any of that, but a song just basically with the idea of asking the question, where do babies go when they sleep at night? I feel like it is a different, special place that babies go when they fall asleep in their mind. And it was just kind of this like creative imagination that I had with where I thought my son was going when he was just sleeping so peacefully. It's like, wow, I wish I could sleep that peacefully. He has no worries on his mind. He's just worrying about living, and that's it. And there's nothing else. He doesn't have to pay any bills. He doesn't have to worry about what he's going to have for dinner. He doesn't have to worry about how he's going to get from this place to this place. Everything is taken care of for him. And that's a beautiful thing when you think about it. You got nothing to worry about. Wouldn't that be nice, right? So we're going to do a song here, like I said, called Bedtime Lullaby. And I'll read you the chorus just so you can get a sense of where my head was at with where I thought my son might have been going, or where other children go when they fall asleep in their minds. So I say, at the bottom of the ocean or high up in the sky, at the top of a tall mountain around the world so far and wide, neither north and south or east and west are the directions you will find where heaven and earth collide. And that's kind of where I was thinking my son goes, somewhere between earth and heaven, up there in the sky somewhere in outer space, possibly in his own little dimension, if you will. I talk about seeing someone in a wild crocodile sort of thing. Later alligator. It's a lot of fun using those terms, talking about saying I love you and good night throughout the song. So just something fun. Sit back, relax. It's sort of like a upbeat, sort of up-tempo folk song, which is almost contradictory in a way, because this is supposed to be a song called Bedtime Lullaby, which should kind of help you fall asleep. But you know, maybe if you're in the right frame of mind and you're relaxed, you will nod off during this one, because it talks about sleeping and resting and whatnot. So enjoy. Here we go. And before I get into playing it, you can stream and download this song at all of the major digital distributors, CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, all of that fun stuff. So feel free to check it out. Bedtime Lullaby. Here we go. Yeah.
So that's it, guys. A little bedtime lullaby for you. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day today. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good.
A friend is all you need, someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore, we can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in, so many things to do in so many directions. To slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there if you can't think that I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want, listen to your favorite song, forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life juice. Cause that's what friends are for, life juice. Sometimes a friend is all you need, someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. About to let you in. So call me anytime you want, listen to your favorite song, forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life. To your favorite song, forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want, listen to your favorite song, forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, push it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of my life juice. Sets my friends are for life juice.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin coming at you today from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, where we talk about all things awesome with a big emphasis on music, of course. Today's session is going to be about music in your everyday life. Seems obvious, right? Well, maybe not so much. So where do you hear it? I, as well as many others, would argue that the answer is everywhere. I know it seems a little crazy, but just let me get into this. Oblige me, if you will. Now, whether you feel the sound of the wind or the sound of a train passing by, the leaves and branches of a tree moving, the sound of a car coming to a screeching halt, a bird chirping, water running is music, is debatable. To some, they are just sounds of nature, not music. To others, it is music, the soundtrack to life as we know it. Think about it here. Before there was recorded music, people made their own by banging on pots and pans, hitting rocks together, using branches as drumsticks against a tree or a boulder or even the ground, making a string instrument by using pieces of copper or string. We use nature to make music, as we still do most often today. Take any string instrument. It's made of wood. So we literally take it from a tree in the forest or in the front yard or from somewhere and manipulate it into something we use to make music. In the movie August Rush, the main actor, who's a child prodigy in music, takes the sounds of nature and includes them in his own symphony, which he writes in class. It is eventually performed by some of the most well-known and accomplished professional musicians in the world. At least that's what's portrayed in the movie. Definitely worth checking out if you haven't. Very inspiring and shows how music can literally bring people together, complete strangers and one-time acquaintances alike. Pretty neat. Where else do we hear music besides in nature? Many other places. People performing in the subway, when you go shopping at the grocery store, heck, when you go shopping anywhere, really. At the bank, in the car, on your radio or CD player, on our phones with various streaming services like Spotify and Pandora, or YouTube, in our homes on TV, and any show you watch has music on it, and there are several stations dedicated to playing music and only music on it, like Music Choice. You listen to a record player at home, in church with a cancer choir and organist. Sometimes it's even more of a full band production with other instruments. On an airplane with in-flight entertainment systems, at a concert hall, stadium, arena, club, coffee house, basically any establishment that wants to have live music as a way to bring people in so they can enjoy themselves and, of course, buy more of what the place is selling. In a school where a student, no matter the age, elementary, middle, high school, college, or post-grad, is practicing. These are just some of the most common places, but there are others where music is happening more and more often these days. Hospitals for those who are sick, nursing homes, assisted living facilities for those with Alzheimer's or dementia, day programs for adults who have developmental disabilities or physical disabilities, libraries like children's programs or programs for adults to learn instruments. Phew, that's a lot, huh? Basically everywhere, just like we said before. Now let's think, what else in the world is so prevalent to our everyday lives as music is? What else is happening at all times around us in every place or almost every place we go? Not much. Maybe forms of art. And music is a form of art. So it kind of hits it on the head right there. But like, how amazing is that? What an amazing thing to think that music has the ability to intervene and be there for us every moment of every day if we want it to. It may only be as background at times, and that's okay. Other times, it may be more in the forefront, but it is always accessible for us to include into what we do. How often do we shut it off or shut it out, push it to the side? I would encourage you to try for one day to have music going wherever you go as an experiment for you to see how it impacts your thoughts, your mood, and your actions. Try it out. See how it goes. It could be kind of a neat little thing to do. Be purposeful in having music, the traditional sense of music where you have it on the radio, listening to it through earbuds or something of that nature. Be purposeful and see every place you are, every place that you're going that day or wherever you are, whatever you're doing, have music playing. Feel free to leave me a message on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic or email me at info@keyofawesomemusic.com. I'd love to hear about it. So that's it for today, guys. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Have a good one.
snow.